You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashaguit avantuchun hayu barzankne. Yevur vor hayrinyek eglisvin, hon hayrinik avokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, September the 15th, established here in Providence in 1947. You are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Sarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իս դունենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
As we shared with you last week, Anthony Bayan of Warwick passed away Wednesday, September 4th. Born in North Providence, he was the devoted son of the late Boros and Lusaper Bayan and was a lifetime companion of the late Marion Bramley. Anthony was a special delivery letter carrier for the U.S. Postal Service before retiring. He was a World War II United States Marine Corps veteran. He was the dear brother of the late Peter Bayan, Lillian Kasparian, and John Bayan, loving uncle of Edward Kasparian, Joan Sadyan, Stacy Khachadurian, and Linda Kamadjan, and cherished great-uncle and great-great-uncle to many nieces and nephews. Relatives and friends were invited to funeral services from St. Varsanant Church. Burial was at North Burial Ground with military honors. Our condolences to the Bayan family and with our Dadi Litzes. September 15, 2015, today is the 4th Dalit of Mary Demergen. September 16, 2009, Monday is the 10th Dalit of Margaret Antonian. September 16, 1997, Monday is the 22nd Dalit of Michelle Baloyan. September 16, 2005, Monday is the 14th Dalit of Rose Asadorian. It is also the 14th Dalit of Rose Tufanyan. September 17, 2000, Tuesday is the 19th Dalit of Marianne Kinoyan. September 17, 2004, Tuesday is the 15th Dalit of Victoria Kazarian. September 17, 2018, Tuesday is the 1st Dalit of Zepur Hagopian. September 18, 1983, Wednesday is the 36th Dalit of Alice Gurjan. September 18, 2009, Wednesday is the 10th Dalit of Michael Croyan. September 18, 1995, Wednesday is the 24th Dalit of Rosa Bedrosian. September 18, 2002, Wednesday is the 17th Dalit of Serna Mabel Nigerian. September 19, 2002, Thursday is the 17th Dalit of Rose Kevorkian. September 20, 2012, Friday is the 7th Dalit of Michael A. Meridian. September 20, 2011, Friday is the 8th Dalit of Kara Alexanyan Mignano. September 20, 2000, Friday is the 19th Dalit of Stephen Varadian. September 20, 2000, Friday is the 19th Dalit of George Kalian. It is also the 19th Dalit Friday of Gabrielle Ortnasian. September 20, 2004, Friday is the 15th Dalit of Anthony Z. Avedisian. And September 21st, 2006, Saturday is the 13th Dalit of Edward Baroshan. Iveri Nerusachem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially for the passing of Anthony Bayan. Iveri.
Yeah.
It's a great day for a picnic. Annual Husanik Foundation picnic going on today, September 15th, beginning at noontime in Rehoboth at Husanik Grove. Enjoy the delicious shish kebab, losh, chema, chicken pilaf, and more. Live music by Gary Cashmania's New England All-Star Band. Bring your family and friends to Husanik Grove today. Drive east on Route 44 to New Street. Turn right and drive 2.8 miles. Take a left onto Simmons Street. Husanik Grove is about a quarter of a mile up the street on the right. Just roll your windows down. You'll find your way. Get the kids awake. Hopefully they're getting ready because Sunday school is starting at St. Varsanon's Church. Breakfast and assemblies at 9:30. Classes begin at 10:30. Registration for pre-K through 8th grade going on today. Sunday school, St. Varsanon's Church. Invite your family and friends to breakfast this morning at St. Varsanon's. Again, breakfast starts at 9:30. You're cutting it close if you're not out of bed yet. And what else do we have going on today? Today is a very busy day. The Hamaskayin Armenian Educational and Cultural Society presenting Khrimyan Haydig. This is a play by Dr. Harant Markarian with participation of local youth. Going on today at 2 o'clock, St. Varsanon's Church, 402 Broadway. The play will take place in the church. Donation $20 for adults. Scouts and AYF $10. Children under 10 free. Donation includes a brunch served after coffee hour. Again, this is a play of Khrimyan Haydig going on today, 2 o'clock, St. Varsanon's Church. And tomorrow, Monday the 16th, Bible study resuming at St. Vart's, 7 o'clock for Manian Fellowship Hall. All are welcome. And again, please join us for Bible study. St. Varsanon's Church, 7 o'clock. Let's go to the former Jock Bossarian.
Sarilan chin yes kez desa inch pes karna sirun zahir shoror velo Horror velo, ach puritchar ezov nazo, ashutarza yegaya rismo, seres yerkelo, amushvos kelo, jubidet var gyankes dalis, ankun hokvus luces dalis, ashutarza yegaya. Yeah, Jubi de tvar gyanke sedalis ankun hokvus ruse sedalis ashutatsa gegayaris mo seresire kedo anshos kedo seresire kedo anshos kedo.
St. Sauk's St. Messer of Church's Cultural Committee book presentation, The World of Constantine Petrosian. This is in English and Armenian. It's published by the Institute of Arts National Academy of Sciences, as well as the Composers Union of Armenia. At the book presentation event, you, as an honorary guest, will be gifted one signed copy of the book. Please kindly consider one book per family, as the inventory for the free distribution is limited. Extra copies of the book will be available for $15 each. Friday, September 20th, 7 o'clock. And again, this is a special event. It's a book presentation. And donations greatly appreciated. Friday, September 20th, 7 o'clock, Agavin Auditorium. That's Friday, September 20th. It's 7 o'clock. And let's see. Are you ready for the high tide? It's going to be a great time at Bonnet Shores Beach Club. You know, I grew up at Bonnet Shores, and it's where I learned how to drive that huge parking lot. Oh, the memories. Anyways, we'll be back there for Saturday, September 21st, beginning at 2 o'clock. Come celebrate the 60th anniversary of the ARS Ani chapter. Bonnet Shores Beach Club is going Armenian. We'll be listening to Leon Janigian, Harry Bedrosian, Ken Kalajian, and Charlie Kalajian. Casual attire, beach food available, adults $25, children under 12, $10. For tickets, call Elise 401-225-4430, 401-225-4430. Again, this event is Saturday, next Saturday, beginning at 2 o'clock, Bonnet Shores Beach Club. It's 175 Bonnet Point Road, Narragansett. High tide at the beach with the ARS Ani chapter. Next Saturday, see you there. Meet the Doctor, sponsored by the Cultural Committee. And next up, Sunday, September 22nd, 12:30, Dr. Martin Papazian, Ear, Nose, and Throat. And again, this is held in the Hanoian Hall, September 22nd, next Sunday, beginning at 12:30, with Dr. Martin Papazian. Meet the Doctors. Now let's go to Onig.
kishvare jodu karo tu yudu vek antne yirtam yarismo derimiz desne
Get those dancing shoes ready for the 8th Annual Benefit Dance. Dance to the music and vocals of the Dermagarichan Ensemble in Worcester. This is the Syrian Armenian Relief Fund fundraiser. They've been doing it for 8 years going on, and it's so important to continue to help out our brothers and sisters in Syria. And the date is Saturday, September 28th at the Cultural Center of the Church of Our Savior, 34 Boynton Street. Worcester, sponsored by the Armenian Churches of Worcester County. Doors open at 7:30, goes till 1 o'clock. Deluxe meze included with coffee and dessert, cash bar. Tickets are $35 in advance. Call up Jay. Call him up right now. 508-740-4464. 508-740-4464. Local favorites playing that evening are Greg Krikorian, Mark Dermagarichan, Kevin McGarian, Arthur Shingris with Henry Bonin and Richard Bedrosian. Saturday, September 28th. Don't miss out. It's going to be a great time. And then on September 29th, let's see. The Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island is honored to host an afternoon with Susan Lynn Sinanyan, renowned museum curator and educator of the Armenian Museum of America, as she presents her upcoming book. Come enjoy this special event titled Woven Wonders, a textile collection at the AMA. Sunday, September 29th, refreshments beginning at 12:30, lecture begins at 1 o'clock. And attendees are invited to bring their own family textile treasures with them for an antiques roadshow style evaluation after the presentation by Mrs. Lynn Sinanyan. I've got my box all ready. Sunday, September 29th, again, 12:30, refreshments, lecture beginning at 1 o'clock at the Ahari offices, 245 Waterman Street, 5th floor conference room. We'll see you there. This next song is for the two lovely ladies that just got engaged. Congratulations to Sevan Janigyan and Arda Dilanyan, two lovely girls, and I am so happy for both of them. This next song, There's Nobody Like You. Manuel. Oh, I gotta say this. Manu was in the studio with me right now. He said, they didn't get engaged to each other, did they? No. Sevan and Sevada Marut, Arda and Mitchell Muradian. Muradjan, congratulations to the happy couples. Manug, char Manug. Not that that would have been okay too, but I'm getting myself in trouble.
Got head to imagine it. Let's feel hammer. Heights the woman, nor a mean. Yes, kiss a school. I scan for you, I scan mervas, uner tashna. Karin Hovin, Churcha Badin, Martu Hogur. Karin Hovin, Churcha Badin. Oh, Hajukun, hayerin yer. Hayerin yer. Ulatsvumez, uparvumez, urmunkivez. Utavumez, aliknera, vochteperum. Aliknera, aisteriter, avakunkez. Udanumen, kez Yerevan, danum heru. Udanumen, kez Yerevan.
As I mentioned, we have Manug in the studio. Good morning, Manug.
Good morning.
And I'd like to tell you a little, you know, this has been on the public radio and this next article, and we're going to listen to a little bit of it, but it's about a single mom and her 8 children who connect with the Armenian community here in Providence over their shared histories of being refugees and finding solace in the church. Would you like to set this up, Manug?
It's just a lovely a story in a series called Mosaic, and it shows all about the refugee situation, and it even includes Roger Williams as our first refugee in Rhode Island. And so they're bringing it all up to date with a number of stories, and they just loved and embraced the story of these this family whose mother was Christian and raised her children Christian, but the children living in a refugee camp in Burundi never had a chance to be baptized.
Let's start this now. See how we do.
Imagine you're a single mom of 8 kids. Hard enough, right? Now imagine you've lived through war, and now you and your 8 kids are sent to live in a new country on the other side of the world. I'm Anna Gonzalez.
I'm Alex Nunes, and this is Mosaic.
It's April, the weekend before Easter, and I'm in the pews of St. Vartanans, an Orthodox Armenian church in Providence. It's my first time in an Armenian church. St. Vartanans has domed ceilings painted to look like a beautiful summer sky. There's a neon cross in the center of the wall over the altar, and off to the side, there's a small baptismal font. It's getting filled with water. That's the sound you're hearing. After everyone finds a spot in a pew, Reverend Capriel Nazarian comes to greet us.
Welcome, everybody. This is a very, very special day.
There are about 30 other people here, all Armenian. That is, except for the group of 8 kids in the first 2 pews. You can't miss them. They're right in the center, and they stick out because they're African, and they're in a sea of white Armenian churchgoers. They're siblings from the Democratic Republic of Congo, refugees.
All of our friends are going to become a part of God's family today, and that's what it is in baptism. We become a part of God's family, that universal...
In today's show, we hear how a community of immigrants with their own tragic history is helping these present-day refugees find their way to an American dream. Vartanans Armenian Apostolic Church is nestled between Broadway and Armenia Street in the West End section of Providence.
Even though the neighborhood has turned into more of a hipster hangout today, there's a lot of history in those blocks.
Yeah, so many different immigrant groups have called the West End home over the years, and you can see it in the architecture.
The building St. Vartanans uses was originally an Episcopal church, built in 1890. But the Armenian community took it over in 1940 to accommodate the growing Armenian population.
Yeah, it's actually the second Armenian Orthodox Church in Providence. The first is up by Smith Hill. That's where the majority of Armenians settled when they first came to the U.S. at the turn of the 20th century, during and after the Armenian Genocide.
To give you a very simple history, the Armenian Genocide was this horrible two-year period from 1915 to 1917, when the Ottoman Empire tried to extinguish the Armenian community because of their Christian faith. 1.5 million people were killed, and countless more were forced to flee.
And this was before the word genocide even existed, and before the term refugee was used to describe an immigration status. But the Armenians who settled in Rhode Island were refugees.
In the 100-plus years since the genocide, Armenian Americans have established themselves in Rhode Island and the United States in general.
It's hard to believe that some of the best legislators came off that street.
That's Manoug Kaprielian. He's a staple of the Armenian community in Providence. And he's talking about what he calls the original community of Armenians up on Douglas Avenue in Smith Hill.
We had people that didn't know the one word of English language, but became the Chief Justice of the Rhode Island Family Court.
But obviously, getting to that point is a process. It takes generations of families and community to create stability and wealth.
Yeah, and those first few years after someone immigrates to the United States are particularly difficult because it's an entirely new world, and they're usually realizing that America isn't what they thought it was going to be.
Sometimes we're watching the movie for the United States. You can see, oh, this is the life for the United States.
This is Clement. He's 20 and the oldest of those 8 kids in St. Varchnuts. I'm sitting with him and his mom, Pachuna, in their apartment on the south side of Providence.
Because if you see the 50 Cent, the Lil Wayne, sometimes you watch the movie, the Van Damme. You know Van Damme?
Van Damme.
Chris Brown. The Chris Brown. Sometimes like that, the superstar for this country. So this is the life for United States.
So Jean-Claude Van Damme, 50 Cent, and Lil Wayne are Clement's ideas of classic Americans before he gets here.
Yeah, but he's finding out that the American life in the movies and music videos he and his siblings love isn't the life he gets to lead.
But I don't think many things of the future. But for this time, I think about my school. Because I want to start a school to finish my school. This is my project, the first project I have. And every day I pray to God to help me to found the school. Mm-hmm. This is my future, I think, every day.
But Clement can't go to college because he hasn't been able to get a green card.
And you need a green card to get federal financial aid.
So instead, he got a job washing dishes in Cranston. It helps his mom pay the bills refugee resettlement agencies won't cover, and she's working too.
So she works as a housekeeper in a hotel.
This is Pachuna, Clement's mom, speaking to me through an interpreter named Winifred.
She's not going to serve her children breakfast. She just prepares everything because she has to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Pachuna takes 3 buses to get to work in Newport. It takes 2 hours each way.
Which hotel in Newport?
Chanel Hotel.
Okay.
The Chandler Hotel is one of the fanciest places in Newport, by the way.
Yeah, and Pachuna works there all day and then comes home to cook for her 8 kids.
All right, so just to be clear, the family is getting help from resettlement agencies here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they weren't just plopped down in the middle of a foreign country to fend for themselves.
No, they weren't. They have case managers at Dorcas International, and they're getting additional support from the Armenian community.
Okay, yeah, all right, got it. So let's talk about that a little bit more, though. How does a family of 9 Congolese refugees end up in an Orthodox Armenian church? I mean, that seems almost random. How do they wind up being baptized there?
Okay, to understand that, we need to go back about 40 years to a small village in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
She's born in Uvira.
Uvira is on the east side of DRC Congo. Pachuna lives there with her family until she's 17, and she gets married. She goes to live with her husband's family in another town. She has 2 sons almost immediately, and then the war starts.
So it was a civil war with many different factions.
Again, that's Winifred, Pachuna's interpreter.
Her husband then left her when the war had started.
Her husband goes to fight in the war, and Pachuna lives with her father-in-law. She comes back from the market one day and sees him being killed by rebel soldiers.
They took her. They captured her.
Pachuna is crying as she retells this next part.
So the soldiers, quotes, took her and wounded her with a knife, stabbing her in her upper leg.
They let her go, but she's all alone. Her husband's still fighting, and her only family has just been killed. So she takes her two babies, straps one to her front and the other to her back, and she walks. She walks for 6 miles on a wounded leg until she comes across another woman.
And she explained to this woman that she did not know where she was going, that she had seen a person killed in front of her own eyes, and she was traveling, fleeing a war zone. And so the woman said, well, come and stay with me.
They stay together for 2 weeks. Pachuna heals. But then it becomes clear that this village in the Congo isn't safe from the war either. So Pachuna and this woman cross the nearby lake into Burundi. It's the year 2000. And Pachuna never goes back to the Congo.
So what happens after that? Does she start trying to come to the U.S.?
It's kind of unclear, but the first thing Pachuna does is register herself and her sons as refugees with the U.N.
And then they settle them in a refugee camp?
No, she actually starts working, and she sells vegetables at a market. She's self-reliant, taking care of her babies with some help from new friends. And Pachuna lives like this for months and months, until one day she's at the market selling vegetables and somebody recognizes her. And they say, I know you, and I know your husband, and he's here in Burundi. I'm going to go get him.
What? I thought he was fighting a war.
He was. He's not fighting anymore, I think.
So he's alive and he's in the same town in this other country, just like Pachuna.
Yeah, and I asked Pachuna how she felt in this crazy moment. Like, was she mad at him for just leaving her with two babies? Or is she extremely happy that he came back into her life? But she's very matter-of-fact. She says that the person brings her husband to her, and then they just start living together again.
So is he a refugee too?
At this point, I don't think so. It's all a little confusing. But Pachuna tries to get him added to her case with the UN. But they tell her that the deadline to add a spouse has passed.
So what did they do then?
Nothing. It doesn't really affect their daily lives, at that point anyway. It becomes important later. But they're living in an apartment. Pachuna keeps selling vegetables. And her husband is a skilled tailor, so they're able to make ends meet. And they live like this in Burundi for 15 years. And they have 6 more kids. So now there's Clement, Armand, Henri, Claudine, Ketia, Gigi, Edgar, and baby Victor.
15 years, 8 kids. That's like a whole life. Why did they want to leave after all those years?
Well, Clement answers that question best.
Burundi is not my country. My country is Congo. But I'm a refugee in Burundi. We don't like to live in Burundi or to live in my country because in my country, no peace. And Burundi is the same thing.
Police in Burundi can stop anyone they feel like at any time and ask them for their IDs, and then tell them that their cards aren't valid or aren't even their ID cards. They beat people up, arrest them for weeks, and won't stop until you pay them enough money. Clement says it's worse for Congolese refugees.
There's too many Congolese live in Burundi. They pass on the border. Too many, many people, and they kill them on the border.
Really?
Yeah.
From Congo
to come in Burundi, yeah.
So Clement and his family understandably want a safer life.
Yeah, but they don't know when that will be. But one day, in 2018, Pachuna gets a phone call.
They call mom on the phone and say, we need to see you.
It's the family's case manager at the UN. They tell Pachuna that she and her 8 kids are cleared to be resettled in the United States.
Let me say, but now my problem is finished because now I'm going in America. Everything they're gonna doing very well.
For Clement, America means peace, security, and free school. It's the home of Jean-Claude Van Damme and 50 Cent. It's the promise of what he calls the good life.
But the UN says only Pachuna and her kids can be resettled, not her husband.
Right. He's gonna have to stay in Burundi. Pachuna tells her husband, this is a chance to give their children something she never had. Peace and endless opportunity. And she can't pass that up.
So she said, you've done everything for me that you could, but I should just continue on my own trajectory. And she told him that she would work to try to get him with her.
Now, this is obviously a bigger moment and a bigger conversation for Pachuna than she's telling us.
Right, because you don't just leave your spouse to go to another country forever with your kids without some tears and some emotion.
And while Pachuna doesn't really talk about her emotions like that, Clement does.
That's not easy. Everybody think about him. But I cry about him because every summer I was together with my dad. He told me, be strong only. Be strong for everything because the family, all the family, they look at about you because I'm not over there. Everything I want to do if I was over there, if I will be over there, you want to do that in my place because I'm not. I said, okay, I want to do that.
More about the Mulivikwa family after this break.
Wow, Manuk, that was exceptional. I bet there wasn't a dry eye at that event. And thank you for bringing that to us. That was on the public radio. You can go on publicradio.org and you can listen to the rest of that mosaic piece. We'll try and bring you the balance of that next Sunday, so stay tuned. Manuk, any final thoughts on that?
No, the community is lovely beyond all words. There are so many godmothers, and you see in the next piece that they interview Marie and Hagop Ganjayan, who say beautiful things. And it's very eye-opening to have a mirror put to us to see how we look, and I learned a lot from the work that Anna and the two of them did together, and it has spread. And the general manager, whose name is Malatia, has been receiving letters from California, because if you look at the way the general manager is spelled, it spells Malatia, and they all think he's Armenian. But it has been received way outside of Rhode Island, and especially amongst the clergy. And I'm very proud of the piece and the way it turned out. But mostly I'm very proud of the godmothers, which include Jane Zobian, Nora Simonian, and Shake Kazarian, and honorary godmothers like Misty Simonian. They're all out there. Portini, the kids, as soon as they see them, they run up and hug them.
That's so nice. Thank you, Manuk. Thank you very much. With that, we're going to give you a few more news going on here in the community. High Calf 5 in Haverhill. It's the Vospigan Dance, Saturday, October 19th, beginning at 7 o'clock at the Doubletree in Andover, 123 Old River Road, Andover. You do need to make reservations. No tickets sold at the door. $75 for adults, $65 for students, 21 and under. Ticket price includes dance and buffet, cash bar only. And this is with Steve Vospigan, Greg, Steve, Mike, Christopher Vospigan, Jake Turkanian, and Ara Dingjan. It's a five-hour dance sponsored by the Armenian Friends of America. For ticket reservations, you can contact Lucy Sermayan, 978-683-9121. Call Lucy, 978-683-9121. And again, that event October 19th. And then on the following Saturday, it's going to be a gala banquet dinner dance, 85th anniversary celebration of the Murad Armenian School. Gala banquet dinner dance, Saturday, October 26th, Providence Marriott, downtown, dinner and dance, $85 for adults, $30 for age 10 and under. If you would like to attend the dance only, featuring Kevo Kartinian and band, it's only $50. Make your reservations now. Contact Tallinn, 401-230-0021. 401-230-0021. Gala Banquet Dinner Dance celebrating the Murad Armenian School at St. Zvartsanants Church. Saturday, October 26th. Mark those calendars. Right now we're going to Harut.
Yes, I'm best pokrem. Kankadir Kelu.
ես այնքան թեթև քո ցանրությամբ եմ, բայց հայրենիքի քո կյանքի համար կռվել ու մեռնել ես այնպես փոքր եմ կյանքդ երկելու, ես այնքան թեթև քո ցանրությամբ եմ, բայց հայրենիքին կուզեի հելու քո կյանքի համար կռվել ու մեռնել,
I just want to tell you about a few more events going on in our community in October. The Cultural Committee presenting popular songs by Armenian composers, performed by renowned singers Arthur Isparian from Yerevan and Nara from California. Special appearance by composer Aram Sayan, president of the Composers Union of Armenia, with composer maestro Konstantin Petrosian. Friday, October 25th, 7:30, Gavin Auditorium. Save that date, Friday, October 25th. And then the next weekend, it's bazaar time. Have you been helping out? All three churches are going strong in bazaar mode. First one up is the 89th Annual Food Fair and Bazaar at St. Saga and St. Mesob, November 2nd and 3rd. November 2nd and 3rd, it's bazaar time. And the following weekend, November 9th and 10th, we'll see you at Rose on the Patuxet for St. Zvarsanon Church's Annual Food Fair and Bazaar. Again, that's November 9th and 10th. Two floors of fun at Rose Place, as always. We'll see you at both sets of bazaars. And then the following one is at the Armenian Evangelical Church. And I'm waiting for that date. It's usually the Saturday after. And once I get confirmation, we'll be announcing that one as well. And as the song is ending, let's go to a... Here we go. Birthday babies for the week. September 16th, tomorrow, Jack Chikoyan's birthday. September 16th, it's also Peter Doc Bedrosian's birthday. Happy birthday, Doc. September 19th, my niece Michelle Terrain's birthday. Also on the 19th, Armin Gregory Emjin and my aunt Sona Takushan in New Jersey. Happy birthday, Auntie Sona. September 19th. And then on the 21st, Margaret Sapanian celebrating her birthday, as well as Cheryl Durhagopian turning 29 one more time. Happy birthday to all of you. The song is for all of you. Daddy Lolo.
Oh,
Don't forget, annual Husinik Foundation picnic going on today. Delicious Husinik-style shish kebab, lush kebab, fama, some of the best around, chicken, pilaf, and more. All at Husinik Grove going on today beginning at noontime. We'll see you at Husinik Grove. Live music with Gary Cashmanian's New England All-Star Band. Husinik Grove. Pate Luis to all the workers. And Manog is still in our studios, and I believe we have some more to talk about, Manog.
Yes, this is items that are coming up before our snowbirds fly off to Florida. They've been expressing that they want to see the documentary called Motherland. And Motherland is an incredible documentary about the women in Karabakh who were trained to remove all the landmines that were left there from the war. And we're going to have some special guests, including one of the Nobel Peace Prize winning participants of the 1997 Peace Prize for removing landmines around the world. And since it's almost the occasion of several days before the attack on the World Trade Center, I was approached by the Karabakh mission to bring maps to the United States Senate of where those landmines were. And also, on National Public Radio, on the show Here and Now, it was talking about Susan Collins, the present senator from Maine, being challenged. And the good news is that she's being challenged by Sarah Gideon. And Sarah Gideon is the Speaker of the House in Maine, and her born name before she got married to Dr. Gideon was Sarah Nalbanian, and she's from Smithville.
That is great news. Well, good luck to her, and what better way to end the show? Dad always says, "Urachatzur gurachanas mer jamanagalaratzav shugalchun serin hamar sedasuchun minchev harichiga giragiaravod." Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Terrain. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. on WARA, Attleboro. You can also hear us on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. All of our shows are on the internet thanks to webmaster George Gasparian. Thank you, Brother George. And again, that's ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me, Sana, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. We hope you've enjoyed this morning's program. Stay tuned next Sunday. And again, listen to all of our shows on the internet. We'll see you at Hussany Grove. Happy Sunday.